And Coach Fulmer here. We have been working like heck, and we are ready. I'm confident we will be playing football in Neyland Stadium this fall. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay strong.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Many imitators, no duplicators. Fan Run Radio.
So everybody has waited all offseason for this moment, to hear that it's game night, and it's time for Tennessee football. And when the Pride of the Southland Band forms that famed tee, you are swimming in Southern college football pageantry.
The balls are back, and before long we'll be taking a bite out of everybody we play's ass. Thank you very much.
There was a time and place that this university was feared. My goal is to get us back.
Since 1974, I know what the University of Tennessee and the great fan base here is about. I know that. When people talk about Rocky Top, I know what they're talking about.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your fans behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that no plans of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
Welcome into the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio.
You got any? I need one.
Probably need some. Man. It's a Thursday edition of the program. I don't know what to do with it after Vol calls last night, Houston. I don't know what to do. We got Florida coming in here.
Big game, huge.
Massive.
The excitement around town is palpable. You can cut the tension with a knife.
Hey, I'm all in. I got my tailgate. I can't say that right.
It's buzzing.
I got my social distance get-together plans made. They passed some ordinance last night. I don't know when it starts. I think tomorrow.
What?
Yeah.
What does it do?
I don't think you can be close together anymore.
Ordinate.
With 10 or more, eight or more people. I don't know. I just followed the reporter's live feed, and she told me about all the voting and the conversation, but I didn't actually see the link to the new thing, the new rule.
If you don't see it, how can you follow it?
It said it didn't apply to restaurants or stores, or they just don't want a lot of people getting together and just, like, I guess, being on top of each other for social gatherings. But that's okay. There's not going to be that many people going to the game.
Just cancel the game.
Saturday. So I think.
Can't risk it.
I think the tailgate will be fine with. Because they did say if you could maintain social distancing, that it's fine. It had like a square foot thing. I don't know. They're debating all this
stuff.
It's
okay. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. They said they weren't going to be out there with a tape measure. So I think I'm good.
Safe.
Did you enjoy Vol calls last night?
Nope. No, I did not. No, I did not, Nate, and thank you for asking.
Davey, we need to get Callum's tweet pulled up where we have the audio from Philip for later in the show. That is,
there's 1,000 people that have tweeted. We'll find it. It's there.
No, I have it. I'm just saying. We need to make sure we have that ready. We asked earlier in the week if Philip Fulmer was going to make a statement about his head football coach, give him the old dreaded vote of confidence. Or maybe the real vote of confidence.
I walked right into that one.
And Philip Fulmer decided to emerge from his...
He feels fine after COVID. He beat it.
Yeah, he said he'd be back to work on Monday, but isn't he kind of working by going on Vol calls?
It's just a phone call.
I guess he's going back in person to work on Monday. So he's good. He's fine, he said. Feels fine.
Me too, Phil.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. Just feeling fine.
And then he compared Jeremy Pruitt to Johnny Majors.
Oh. I feel like I've seen that one before, but in a group page on an old social media network.
Mm.
Perhaps the Facebook?
An old network?
The Facebook would be.
Or a network with older people.
Yes, to both.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
Johnny Majors. Nate, what had Johnny Majors done before we hired him here at Tennessee?
Everything. What do you
mean? He won a national championship as a head coach.
The top of the mountain.
Yeah. So he's yeah. He had won a national championship.
Pruitt won a national championship.
As head coach.
Mm.
See, that's the caveat there. Mm. I really stumped you. Sorry for the trouble there, Dave. Try again. Johnny Majors. Jeremy Pruitt.
Well, Nick Saban's just kind of like a pawn. Like, he doesn't actually do
it. No, yeah, yeah. It was all Pruitt.
Yeah. Give Pruitt credit where credit is due, man. Yeah. He won that national championship. Let's not pretend. Majors' side. I'm on Pruitt's or Fulmer's side.
We
all the same.
We've been saying this entire year that you can't try and play 1998 football in 2020.
I'd take 98 football.
And Fulmer.
We're playing 28 football.
And Fulmer plays the 1977 to 1980 card on us.
That's right. Yeah.
He goes back another 20 years. He's like, oh, no. You guys are looking at this all wrong.
You thought 98 was good, huh?
Johnny Majors.
Let's talk 77.
From 77 to 1980, you know what his record was? Same as Jeremy Pruitt.
No, not the same. Not the same. He was
a tie in there.
Yeah, he was 14-15-1.
Mm.
Pruitt, 15-15. One more win.
Philip Fulmer literally went Vol for life on us. And said, if Johnny Majors could be 14-15-1,
if Johnny Majors did it,
maybe Jeremy
Pruitt can do it.
Is the next Johnny Majors.
What's funny is how he led into this. He goes, an interesting stat that I found.
So Butch Jones.
I just so happened to be looking through the record books.
Right. And during his COVID, he finally got on his laptop for the first time.
Busted out the Tennessee Football Encyclopedia.
Like he didn't know that.
Here's an interesting stat I found. Get out of here. Whatever.
My only hope is that this is just ultimate. This is just peak Philip Fulmer. This is just, how do I give him a vote of confidence where everyone will know or no one will think it's an actual vote of confidence? Oh, I'll just compare him to Johnny Majors. And the Reddit college football account's already on this. They've already tweeted.
Oh, the guy you stabbed in the back to take his job while he literally was on the cutting room floor getting heart surgery.
They were like, does Jeremy Pruitt know what happened to Johnny Majors?
Hey, Philip, thanks a lot, man. Really appreciate you getting my back. It's like, oh, I've got your back. I've got your back.
And Fulmer comparing him to Majors, this couldn't even, like, my first thought process was like, oh, maybe we're Pruitt's pit. Like, maybe he's going to go back to Alabama or, like, go back somewhere and win more national champions of a head coach, but we'll get one for his first one. But Majors started 33-13-1 at Pitt, so, like, that's not happening.
No. 33-13-1.
Yeah.
Well, he inherited a really tough situation.
Yeah, they were 1-10 right beforehand.
Were they really 1-10 the year before Majors got there?
Just looked it up.
Hmm.
What's also funny to me is that if Pruitt goes 8-4, 6-6, 9-3, and then 7-4, we'll probably still want him fired at that point.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's Fulmer going to do then? Well, just give it 8 more years, and then we might win that Sugar Bowl. Like, sorry.
Okay, don't besmirch the Sugar Bowls. Okay, you can do a lot of things, but that team with Dale Jones, Chuck Davis. Oh, man.
Well, there's two Sugar Bowl victories in there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking of the 85.
I was talking about 90, you know, it'd take us that many more years to get back. He went 11-1, won the Cotton Bowl in 89. That was a really good team, obviously. Finished fifth in the country. Sugar Bowl's finished fourth.
That really all happened yesterday.
Yeah, we're screwed.
Yeah.
We're screwed.
Yeah.
I have it wasn't as bad as when I heard the news that Shiano was going to be the head coach. I literally felt fly by a cop going. I was about to say
okay.
59.
Oh, boo. Too soon.
Fly by a cop going 80 in a 65.
Gun under the seat.
Where? No.
Oh,
just speeding. Where he's sitting there shooting radar, and like you fly by, and you almost look over and see him with the radar gun on you.
And he's just nodding his head I got you, bud.
That feeling in your stomach.
Yeah, the sinking.
Yeah.
Just pit in the stomach. Oh.
Multiply that by 100.
Like you just go ahead and start pulling over at that point.
At my dining room table, like I almost threw up when I read Greg Schiano about to be named head coach. It wasn't that bad. Last night when I heard Philip Fulmer go all Vol for life on us, but it was the same type of feeling. I was like, we're going to have to do a whole nother year of lame duck radio around this football team.
Lame duck radio.
Let's rebrand it.
Yeah. Where did that term come from, lame duck?
That's a good question.
I don't know. Like, is it the wing is lame?
Googling now.
Or is it the leg?
No, I think you winged it, right? And it's
he's lame, can't fly away. Oh, that's hurt. It's just gonna die anyway. Like a coyote might get it.
You know you got
it. Or a fox.
You ready?
Yeah.
Any last guesses before I give you this trivial information?
No.
It became popular in the 18th century at the London Stock Exchange to refer to a stockbroker who defaulted on his debts.
Hmm.
The first known mention of the term in writing was Horace Walpole.
Walpole?
W-A-L-Pole.
Walpole. Hmm.
I don't know what any of that means.
But so it doesn't actually mention the duck.
I just read the first thing that popped up on Google.
Keep looking and see if it says anything about the actual duck. Like, is it a lame wing or lame foot?
Maybe I just think that because we always talk about it in football terms, so it has to be up in the air.
That's a wounded duck. You chuck up a wounded duck.
That also applies. I've heard people say it both
lame
ways.
Duck? I don't think I've heard lame duck about a pass.
You haven't?
I thought it was wounded duck. Mm. Cut the check, Nick Saban. Yeah, last night was not a good night. It was not a...
I don't think the lame duck is just hobbling around the...
Maybe he just can't fly.
Limping.
So he's bound to get, you know,
eaten
lame
eventually.
Duck. Like he's going to... Yeah, he's coyote, fox, bear.
But see, maybe. To me, the lame duck has a little time left.
Yeah, he can walk around, but he can't fly away.
See, to
me, he can't fly to the top of the mountain.
To me, he's flying, but you just know that he's not going to be able to stay up there like a normal duck long enough.
I can't figure this out.
It's okay.
This is 18th century literature. I don't know why you're making
goodness.
Me dig through it. Hold on, I'll find the quote.
We're just trying
Do
to
you know what a bull and a bear and a lame duck are? ? Is the first. That it ever appeared in
a lame
in
dunk.
Literature. I can't read.
I was just gonna make a basketball joke. They're all relating to the stock market though. Bull, bear, lame duck.
Mm-hmm. Oh, isn't that why they have that giant bull statue with the balls outside of New York?
At least he did this at the end of the segment this time.
So, not really. We still got like 10 minutes left.
You also
yes, bullish market is a market going up. Bear market is going down. Scary.
Phil Fulmer
very
also
bullish.
Said, we have a great fan base. So that's a good start.
Hey, I mean,
He said, I love our fans. That's a good step two.
We have a great fan base. I love our fans.
But, and what's the rule with butts?
Throw out
You want big
beforehand.
Ones.
Throw out everything before the butt. I am going to tell you, there's nobody more impatient than Jeremy Pruitt. He's intense and relentless to get done what he wants to get done.
Can you hurry the hell up?
An interesting statistic that I found. Coach Majors was
14-15-1. Oh, here's a little note.
In his first 30 games, and Coach Pruitt is 15-15 in his first 30 games.
I mean, is he trying to say right here that like Jeremy Pruitt better than Coach Majors? So take that. Like what?
He said, I really think we're a better football team than our record has shown. Yeah, because your coaching freaking sucks.
Yeah, I mean, the team's pretty talented. We all agree with that. At least at positions. Definitely more talented than a 2-5 record.
Pruitt talked all during his press conference about how the team's improved throughout the season. I'm like, Wait, what now?
When you start 2-0 and then lose the next five, it's really hard for me to buy anything that says improvement has happened.
So they've really built some depth.
Where? Because it ain't quarterback.
Ned Russell just recently took a step back.
He was asked who's going to start a quarterback by Ted.
Oh, Ted. Where's Ted from?
Knoxville.
Oh, I was hoping it'd be Solway.
He said, say it again. And then Kessling had to say, he was asking who's starting a quarterback. Well, Ted.
Well.
I hope you come to the game Saturday so you can see. I don't want Florida to know who our middle linebacker is going to be or who our nose tackle is going to be. Florida don't need any help, you know.
So we are worried.
How much do I have to pay NBC to get them to do a skit of Pruitt on SNL? Because I swear it would be less funny than just the actual events.
I don't want to release any of our secrets.
Strategic.
Yeah, because, quarterback, big mystery as to what we're going to do. Who's going to hand the ball off Saturday? Don't want Florida to know. Nope, don't want that.
I hadn't seen all the quotes from Volkoffs.
Oh, God.
And I just noticed that Troy from Gallatin called in just to say that he and his dad always comes to the games every time, home and away, but they're quarantined for Florida, so he wanted to wish Coach Pruitt good luck against the Florida Gators.
Thank you, Troy.
Maybe Troy's been the bad luck.
Yeah, I mean, it's Troy. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Oh, wait. Oh, I'm sorry. Troy's the 8-year-old. I forgot about this. I did see.
Wow, you're laughing about an 8-year-old in quarantine. You're going out.
I am.
No, I'm laughing because they asked who his favorite player was. He said Garantano, and Pruitt said, quote, there you go. I got you. Are you going to be a quarterback one day?
Attaboy.
Oh,
if you're any
gosh.
Good, I can have you ride the bench.
What does that mean, I got you? Like,
surely... You got my back? I got your back.
Oh, no.
No, I got you means, like, whatever you need, I'm going to do that for you. So if his favorite player is Garantano and Jeremy Pruitt says, I got you, it's
I'll make
like,
sure he plays.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, just for you, Troy.
Coach Pruitt, is his son named Flint?
Sure.
Well, it's got to be a family member because he said that's the youngest person he's ever offered a scholarship to because he needs his college paid for. Which I kind of want to make a money joke. Like, no, after that $400,000 extension you just signed, you're not going to need money for college, bro. Like...
Pruitt said his son needs his college paid for.
Right, so that he's already offered him. Funny how that goes with the rumors.
Who's naming their kids Flint and Troy?
Got to keep the words short. You know.
Man.
Troy's a fine name. Flint. I'm not so sure about Flint. No offense, but Flint. Just... Okay. Wait, Troy is his son? Or
no,
Flint.
I'm guessing Flint is. Troy was the 8-year-old kid called in. From
future Heisman.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't.
He was asked about keeping notebooks on what he's learned from other coaches he could use when he became a head coach.
And?
He said, well, I'll tell you what. When this pandemic started, I was at home a lot, right? My wife... Through our moves over the years, we got those big old plastic storage bins.
Yeah, no one does. Continue, please.
He said, we got those big old plastic storage bins, huge things. There's about 10 of them that are full of notebooks and all kinds of stuff. And that was one thing that she put me in charge of during the pandemic. She said, I want you to go through all of those and throw away the stuff that you don't want. I said, I want it all. I need it all. That's the whole answer.
I hope he had time to read some of it.
Well, apparently he wasn't coaching. That's probably our problem. Like, we just went, COVID, don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, well, we know they did that.
They're only for the first half.
Right. Handsome Jed tweeted in and said, Fulmer didn't really give Jeremy a vote of confidence last night. He had to say something so the recruiting class can be salvaged and let them say no to a new coach.
Who tweeted that?
Handsome Jed.
I love Handsome Jed's optimism.
I mean, he really didn't say, like, Jeremy Pruitt's our coach. And I mean, the Johnny Majors comparison, I guess you could take that as a vote of confidence if you want. But it's not like he said, you know.
He just reiterated what we've heard from behind the scenes, that he's been telling people that the team's better than the record is, and just basically that just give it time.
Isn't that a dig at the coach?
It should
like,
be.
Hey, this team is actually a lot better than their record. Like, that's basically him saying, yeah, with better coaching, this team would be awesome. Like, so Fulmer did admit it, basically. He admitted it. In saying that, he said if we had a better coach, yeah, we'd have a better record.
Mm. But I thought somebody tweeted, like, in quotes, I'll try and find it, that he said something about how it was a COVID year and they got a bunch of young players and stuff. So, basically, Fulmer went all Butch Jones excuse route on us, even after promising us that he knew the difference between excuses and reasons.
Well, maybe he thinks that's a reason.
Yeah, COVID's a reason. We had less COVID issues than anyone else through the whole first, until this week, till last week.
It didn't slow you down the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, and that's when they said, oh, we missed so many guys with camp. That, and then you looked like $1 million in the first 2 weeks. Well, man, a million.
And Missouri. 50. What was the Missouri-Kentucky result when they played each other? Did they?
24-20.
Oh, okay.
I think Missouri won.
24-20?
I believe so. I mean, I could be one or off.
So the point I was trying to get at is it's not like they were – it's not like South Carolina and Missouri are like awful compared to Kentucky and Arkansas. I mean, those teams are at least in the same tier. So it's not like – like we literally played better the first 2 weeks than we played
– 20-10.
Missouri?
Missouri beat Kentucky.
So – I mean, I know Missouri made a quarterback change, but those teams are at least similar. Like, you can't be beating two of them and then getting blown out 34-7 by
Missouri's got another. Four wins.
Eli. Yeah. About to win the Sun Belt. Probably would have been good enough to win the Sun Belt this year.
Might have
Missouri.
Been.
Yeah.
Raging Cajuns balling out.
Coastal's
pretty Dave,
good.
You're being off quiet back there. Have you just given up? Is that – was last night the last
– It was difficult.
Was that Achilles' last stand there?
It really was the – the internal battle waging of, is it time to call for Fulmer's job?
Did you come to a conclusion?
I'm still hoping.
Words are not actions.
That's what I'm at.
Yep.
I said it yesterday, and it's one of those things where I hope he realizes he needs to be working behind the scenes to find somebody to come in here next year, and if he doesn't move on at some point in the month of December from Jeremy Pruitt, and it's time to call for Fulmer's job. And again, like, I'm still kind of in, I think I know where I'm going to have to go with it eventually. But you guys know me, I'm very optimistic.
Yes.
So
that is, I always call you Optimistic Dave.
I'm just trying to hold out some hope right now that, and again, like, I'm fine. Like, I know you have to separate Coach Fulmer from AD Fulmer. And I said it yesterday. I don't really remember him doing anything from a win standpoint that I got to see. Like I said, 04 Florida was the best game I ever saw Philip Fulmer coach in, so, or at least recall. So I don't have that emotional tie, but I know that for a lot of fans, he means more than really anyone else does to the program. So, But at this point, I mean, this is a what have you done for me lately kind of thing. And if he's not capable of doing the job, get somebody who can.
All right. They've broken Davey. He's broken. He's broken.
I'm also sleepy. I'll wake up here in a bit.
I don't blame him. I mean, people were DMing me last night. They're like, I can't believe that the one guy you would think would understand.
Why are we so scared to say this is not acceptable when things get bad? Why is it impossible for Jeremy Pruitt to say, this is not acceptable, this is not good enough? Why is it impossible for Philip Fulmer to say, this is not acceptable?
Bingo.
And instead we get, well, they're better than their record. The record's all that damn matters. That's it. That's it. Now, if you want to say a team goes, you know, 9-3 and probably could have, okay, yeah, they're better. You're 2-5. You've lost 5 in a row. Every one of them by double digits. You're getting housed by Kentucky at home. You're losing to a first-year coach at Arkansas coming off a bye week. They're better than their record. Spare me. That's ridiculous. So we really are. We're just moral victory you now? Well, I know the record's bad, but by God, it should be better. So There you go. Like, what is this? What is, when did we become this? And now Philip Fulmer championing the, yeah, we stink, but we should be a little, like, what happened here? What's going on? That's really where we're at as a program. Yeah, we've lost five in a row, but we're better than that. I don't care. Prove you're better than that. Be better than that. Good God. Well, Johnny Majors was, what the hell are you talking about? Like, we're just bloviating to just, I mean, it's just BS. Like, it just pile the truck up and dump it on somebody because I don't want it. Like, not, was there any accountability at all other than, well, he's just as good as Johnny Majors and we're better than our record and COVID and, like, what the hell? Are we the only team dealing with COVID? Oh, no, that's right. Everyone is. Like, are we the only young team?
We're not. That's a no, I know. Blatantly falsehood.
Well, it really wouldn't matter even right. If we were. Like, I don't.
Like, we're one of the older teams in the league.
Man, everyone on that offensive line is a junior or better. Your starting quarterback to this point is a redshirt senior. Receivers are senior, junior. Running backs are senior, sophomore. Defense is mostly, I mean, you got two junior corners, sophomore safety, a senior or a redshirt junior. Like, what a young team.
Yeah, this was a summary.
But we've built depth. Have you? Because building depth implies that, like, the first guys are good and then the next guys are good. Not that just everyone's terrible and you play them. Like, what are we? Embarrassing.
Yeah, a listener said a summary of what Philip Fulmer said. Majors was 14-15-1 and Pruitt is 15-15 at this point. Sometimes it takes 4 to 5 years to build a program. We're young. COVID has hurt the rebuild. Pruitt has significantly improved the talent level. We'll come back with more.
Yeah.
Pick you up some White Claw hard seltzer. Going to need it for the weekend.
And every day between.
Delicious flavors. Had some lime last night.
You love that lime.
It's good.
His hair is leaking. Mm. It's lime.
5% alcohol by volume. Goes down easy. It's White Claw hard seltzer made pure.
Aunt Bethany, does your cat perhaps like Jell-O?
Billy Stat sent us this. Someone tell Fulmer I found some interesting statistics as well. 0 of Johnny Major's 15 losses were to Kentucky by 27 points. In year 3, Majors had a winning record with a win over number 3 at the time, Notre Dame, 40-18. And they only lost to number 10 Alabama by 10 and number 12 Purdue by 5. It was also 1977.
Yeah, a little bit of a different game.
My dad was 3 years younger than me in 1977. He was 15 years old. Hmm. Quick maths.
I found the ultimate Vol for Life question and answer session from last night's Vol Calls. You want to hear it? Cody in Knoxville. Hey, Coach. I appreciate you guys taking my call. I want to start with just kind of apologizing for some of the Tennessee fan base. The minority seems to be awful loud, and they can get out here and voice their opinion and have no repercussions. I want to let you know that Vol Nation supports you until the day you're no longer our coach. That part's funny. Whether that's 10 years or 10 days. 10 days would be nice. Just however that goes. My question for you, Coach, is in your opinion, when we play teams like in Arkansas or even dating back to last year in the game against Georgia State, we're on paper, we've got a lot more talent than you maybe would have seen in those teams and haven't been able to really execute and come out with a win. What are you kind of putting that on, and what do you think we can do going forward to really ice away those games and make it to where it's not quite the contest of what it has been the last 2 years? I'll hang up and listen to you. I think it's funny that this guy implies that, like, we were way ahead of Georgia State and just couldn't ice the game away. They were up 2 touchdowns on us. Like, they beat our ass.
Yeah, we scored as time expired. They launched the fireworks.
Right. We were up on Arkansas 13-0, but it was at halftime. It wasn't like you could just run the ball and get out of there with a dub. I mean, they came, went right down the field and scored to start the second half. Like, it was... And then again. Yeah, this wasn't Mike DeBoer calling some really bad run plays when you just needed one first down to beat Florida. This was...
Yeah.
I mean, you got your ass kicked by inferior talent for an entire game by Georgia State and a second half by Arkansas. Pruitt would reply... Oh, and I love the... Don't worry about the wackos coming from Cody in Knoxville. Really, who makes the comparison to the Cubs fans all the time? Like, we really are
lovable losers.
The Cubs fans, like, they allow the Cubs to suck for so long by
showing up and being happy and saying, "Ah, we'll get them next year."
I know Jamie's made that point when he's called in. He's like, "Look, if you keep showing up over there, they're going to be like, yep, 2-5, that's fine. We're just not quite as good as our record. I mean, we're a little better than our record. We really should be 3-2. Like, well, that's not good enough either. Like, but if you keep showing up, that doesn't send the right message. Anyway, Pruitt said, yeah, I think you go back to the Georgia State game. We have 5 turnovers, and I don't think they had any that day. They beat us. The Arkansas game, we're winning 13-0. We had several opportunities to put more points on the board in the first half and didn't. Defensively in that game, for 3 quarters, they didn't score a point. And in 1 quarter, they scored 24. They had 2 explosive plays where basically a guy comes out of bounds. We play good defense. A guy comes back from out of bounds and catches a pass and sets up a score.
That's because you pushed him out of bounds and got flagged for interference. Like, what is he talking about?
Got them guarded and just got our eyes in the wrong spot on the scramble there and created another deal and then gave up a drive. You're really talking about 2 plays and then 1 whole drive where that created 21 points. That's what I'm talking about. In that game, there was probably 2 or 3 plays on defense and 2 or 3 plays on offense that we didn't finish. In the Arkansas game, we caused 5 fumbles, and we don't get any of them. We're all around the ball and just bounced up in their arms, you know, just things like that. We've got to eliminate those
so
plays.
So now we're unlucky.
And we need the ball to bounce our way a little bit. That was my favorite part. I had to get to that. Sorry. We'd be 6-1 if the ball bounced
the ball bounces the right way.
He's literally going to the ball's not bouncing the right way. We're cursed. We're cursed.
We're unlucky. That's the go-to now. We are just unlucky.
I mean, wasn't one of those fumbles like Felipe Franks just dropped the ball?
Yeah, and then that one really did roll once and then bounce right back up.
Yeah, but it's not like we did anything. Like, he shouldn't have dropped the ball.
No,
like,
he tried to juke us and just dropped
him.
It. Yeah.
I mean, Felipe Franks is just a slightly better version of Jarrett Garantano. Like, he's just good enough.
Slightly?
To have, well, been better this year.
Felipe's like 5th in the SEC in yards.
I think he's pretty damn good.
He has those moments, though.
Okay,
He just falls apart. Like, he was playing the other day and kept it on his own read and, like, had a lane to score and just slipped and fell third down, so they had to kick a field goal. Like, he cost him 4 points because he couldn't stand up. He just has those moments where
he didn't call his own number.
He just drops the ball.
He made the right play and just fell.
He just fell. I guess that's more what I'm going with. He feels snake bit, kind of like JG.
That's what we are. We're snake bit.
Cursed.
Unlucky.
If we're cursed, just throw Pruitt overboard like in Master and Commander. Just get rid of him. You know,
I haven't seen it. Spoiler.
You've never
right?
seen it?
No.
Spoiler. No, right. that's not the end or anything. You'll enjoy it.
No,
check it out.
You've mentioned it before on the show.
It's that philosophy, though. Like, if something's not working and you can't put your finger on it, just cut out everything that you think it might be and then move forward. And at least mentally, you're in a good spot.
Apparently, Fulmer said last night, and I quote,
"It looks like Fulmer might be getting in the boat to be chucked overboard with Jeremy Pruitt.
If we play better, take care of the ball better, and get the ball back, anything could happen."
That's what Fulmer said?
Yeah.
Apparently, he said take care of the ball like 18 times.
It's important.
Well, we're working like heck.
I believe it's a maxim.
Protect our quarterbacks, our kickers, our lead in our ball game. Ball, Oski, cover, block.
We need to add
cut and slice.
Have a quarterback.
Bench our quarterback.
When he sucks.
Okay.
I mean,
if we play better,
Fulmer doesn't.
Don't turn the ball over and force turnovers, anything can happen.
Fulmer
By
doesn't
God.
Have it. If Fulmer knew what was going on, he wouldn't have gone on Vol calls last night. He'd have just stayed silent.
Oh, you
silent.
Think so?
Yeah. There's no way he's firing this coach at the end. I mean, it's gonna take Pruitt losing these last 2 games or last. I mean,
2 or 3. Yeah.
Let's Let's forget the Vanderbilt game. I don't care if they win it or not.
I hope Vanderbilt doesn't have enough to fill the
team. It's going to take – I was explaining it this way to somebody yesterday. They were asking about Pruitt's job security. I said, look, here's the way it works. The big money folks, the people that actually have pull, they are always in until the last moment. The regular fans, us, you know, fan-run folks over here that, you know, follow it all the time and are diehard and live and breathe it, we kind of are always on the scale for any coach. Like, oh, he's doing great, he needs to be fired, and somewhere in between. The big money folks, they just kind of go along and they don't notice. But when it hits them, it's a cliff.
Like stocks.
Yeah, like when those when the big money folks go, oh God, we suck. We're an embarrassment. A lot of those people have made their money because when they or they grew up with money, so when they make a decision, it gets done.
Yeah.
So you can be fine, and you see this at a lot of big time, you know, power schools where it's like this. They're like. The regular fan base is kind of like this, like just gradually decline in approval rating with the coach. The big money people are like, fine. Oh, God, he sucks, fire him. Bam.
Yep.
And so I guess there's a chance that happens by the end of the year this year. Doesn't sound like it.
I don't know, man. It seems like we're leaning into the whole COVID ruined the season. Like we're so we lost our camp time. We couldn't develop. We lost spring practice. Like, but everyone did. No one in the SEC had spring practice. South Carolina had maybe one more spring practice than you did.
I would almost guarantee Tennessee has had less two deep players miss a game due to COVID than any school in the SEC. And you can play that we didn't.
Have we had one?
Exactly. When we had COVID issues, the game got canceled. Mississippi State played with like 51 scholarship guys against Georgia. Lost by
almost
seven.
Won. Yep.
It's just nuts. We'll hit a quick break. We'll come back. We'll bring the man, the myth, the legend, the bear on next. Stick with us right here. Final segment, hour one next. Rawr. I don't know what to do except laugh. You hit the nail on the head. What was that? That was the end of the first extended segment, right? It was 7:30. Yeah. If you missed the podcast, because it just kind of, I think, hit you all of a sudden, and you were like, why can't we just admit?
Well, we can. They can't.
Why can't, yeah. Well, I mean, why can't Tennessee admit that the results are unacceptable? Like, Pruitt rarely does that after these awful losses. And Philip Fulmer apparently just
eats it up,
making excuses for him. Going to be the next Johnny Majors. That's great. Let's go to Bear on the G3 Help Me hotlines. Go to g3helpme.com if you've been injured in an accident. Bear, what's up, buddy?
How did we get here, man?
I thought this is what we protest for, but apparently we're just going to do the same old crap.
You know, wow. Wow. Both of them are deluded idiots. You know, the guys started texting me last night because I didn't listen to it. I had no desire to.
Mm-hmm.
And I was stunned, number one, that they, you know, the Philip guy from Wartburg.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
I mean, all that, and then, the plant, the 9-year-old with cancer, they had to call in and tell him how much he, you know, loved him.
And all loves that JG, yeah. Big Garantano fan.
I mean, Billy's usually the one with stats. I got some facts for you. COVID had nothing to do with him hiring or firing his defensive line coach. Mm. You know, differing stories either during a game or the next day during a meeting. Who also happened to, you know, our second D-line coach that had the D-line playing at a high level. But he was a Barner, and this Gump fires him. You know, COVID had nothing to do with our best defensive player getting arrested on freaking drug and weapons charges, Nate, in front of the complex.
In the shadow of Neyland Stadium, literally.
Tell me how Corona caused that.
Yeah.
Times are tough, Bear. You got to have a side hustle. What are you talking about?
Yeah. I mean, you really need a side hustle when, you know, you've grown up in a life of privilege, a son of a retired NFL Hall of Famer.
Well, did his dad have the same issues?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to see Will do a shtick where it's a social distance drug deal.
Just toss it over. But sanitize it first.
You first.
Don't know what y'all are talking about. I don't know why he had so many plastic baggies. It had to be for safety, right? To keep it clean?
Right. No. Yeah, exactly.
Nah. He had a box of baggies, and he had some scales, and he had about almost two ounces.
It's like meal prep. He didn't want to smoke too much at one time.
He smokes once a day. That's what he told the officer.
I like how they counted the baggies. Like, they unrolled the whole entire Ziploc bag just to make sure he only had 58 of them.
That's how they do. They count everything.
You can almost feed the 37 twice.
That's how they stack charges. They'd be pretty hungry after that. Charges on him. They would be hungry. Have you guys seen that? The way the DA's gone stacked it?
No.
How's that going?
I haven't looked into it yet.
I don't know if they're going to try and make an example out of him or what. But
he's probably just mad Fulmer won't fire Jeremy Pruitt. So he's taking it out on Kevon Bennett.
You just can't. I mean, COVID has nothing to do with the fact that this guy is completely inept as a coach. That, you know, he's forcing our, you know, borderline Hall of Fame offensive coordinator to run plays that the guys haven't even practiced in over a year. With the pick six. I mean, just stop me when I'm wrong. I mean, he's not the one that, you know, COVID has nothing to do with the fact this guy's going into year three and we still don't have a quarterback on campus. What am I missing here? You know,
nothing.
Russell tried to tell me. He tried to tell me about, you know, that it may come down to, you know, Coach Fulmer may have to go too. I wasn't really down with that.
I was going to ask you about that because I know we've talked about it before, Bear. But I mean, when you were going to school, like that was when Tennessee was at their peak. Like they reached the mountaintop, and I know you have a affinity for Coach Fulmer, unlike people
he's a great guy. You know, but I mean, I was a little kid, but I was in the stadium when we beat Notre Dame back in whatever that was, like in first grade or something. But I mean, compare him to Coach Majors. Coach Majors had just won the national championship and had a Heisman Trophy winner, and he came back to save a program that, oh, by the way, the last time we had a dumbass Bammer who destroyed our program that Doug Dickey had built. You notice that a common thread here in Tennessee's football was Bammers.
Wasn't Cutcliffe a Bammer? He's all right.
Yeah, we converted him, though. We always kept an eye on him. We could be friends with Coach Cut, but we never trusted him. Not all the way, because he's a Bammer at heart. But yeah, I mean, he's the only Bammer that's ever worked out for us.
Bear, why can't we just admit that these results are unacceptable?
I have no idea. I've never seen anything like it. Like in every job, almost every job I've ever had, including, you know, the two that I have now, one working for you, Nate, and the other one, you know, where I'm at right now, you know, it's like at least once a month. You know, Russ and I and Trail haven't kind of, you know, what can we do to get better? What are we doing wrong? Yeah, we really suck today. You know, we can't do that again. I don't get it. They can't admit it. You got whatever that was last night. You guys are right, though, about whoever said about the big money donors, like it being a cliff. You know.
We sound alike.
It wasn't that.
Nate said that, and it's true. Like, they just kind of, they've paid their money, they've donated, whatever, and then until it just gets so embarrassing that they have to take notice of it, they just kind of stay out of it.
I mean, remember we used to joke about all the bad records Butch would set? We thought it was rock bottom, Houston. Mm-hmm. We had no idea. I mean, no coach at Tennessee has ever gotten his brains beat out the way this chump does. I don't know. I mean, should we give it up?
I'd rather not, but geez.
I mean, if they don't care, why should we?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm ready to take a long pause and just put kind of everything we do into basketball. I'm not kidding. Like,
we're gonna pause all football.
No, we can cover the rest of the conference. Just deep dive Tennessee.
Yeah,
what's the point?
At some point, it just raises my blood pressure.
Football. It really is. Like, I have no desire to watch it. Oh, come on, Davey.
If the basketball program was in the dump, I would be actively depressed trying to do the radio.
We might switch back to Spanish format over there. Stop doing sports talk.
Adapt or die.
Yeah. Go political. How about that?
No. God, no.
All right. Worth a shot.
Let's do it. I got takes.
I'm sure you do it. Well, how old are you, Will? 19?
Sure.
You shave yet, son?
I shaved for the McRib, but they never sent me one.
Sad.
Got my peach fuzz off.
The McRib. Mm. The most god-awful concoct. The devil's sandwich.
I mean, they're just lying to us, too, Bear. I was just reading a quote here. You know, like, Fulmer kind of hinted that Tennessee's young, but Pruitt said in the exact same session, it probably helps to have a mature football team.
We're the most veteran. It's either the first or second. I mean, that's just an out-and-out lie. Don't lie to it. Don't piss on my head and tell me it's raining. And I guarantee you, Coach Fulmer's in that VFL group on Facebook. Phil from Winchester. That's what, like, when I finally went back last night and listened to what he said, I didn't hear him. I heard you guys talking to those goofy voices doing the Ball for Life thing. Well, COVID's been hard on us, and, you know, that's the reason that, you know, Powell High School beat us by 50. I hate them. I hate them all.
All right, Bear, we got to run up against the hour. Have a good one. Thanks for the call. Tune into The Drive this afternoon. I'm sure it'll be fun. We'll be back with Hour 2, 3 and Out next.